Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
St. Joseph Health believes every moment is precious, no matter who you are or where you come from. That's why we're making high-quality healthcare more convenient for your needs. St. Joseph Hospital's new patient care facility has expanded emergency, surgical, and diagnostic imaging services. The latest technology, the largest network, and highly skilled staff and physicians at both St. Joseph and Redwood Memorial Hospitals. That's St. Joseph Health.
In my Rotary Club, I am known as a person who doesn't respond to email. Some see me as anti-technology, and some attribute my lack of interest to my age. I turned 66 this last February, so it's true that the majority of my working life outside of innkeeping was before there was a computer on every desk. However, I was an aerospace engineering major my first 2 years of college, and while they were primitive, we used computers the size of a room for complex calculations. My little laptop was more computing power than those room-size units and are a lot easier to use. I am not anti-computer or anti-technology. In fact, these are some of my favorite things. But they are tools. Like in my wood shop, I need to know how to use my tools, what they are and are not capable of, and when not to use them. This week, there was some news that got too little attention. It seems that some hackers broke into who knows what internet address and identified highly personal and financial information on some prominent people. How prominent? Oh, the First Lady of the United States, the Vice President, and Beyoncé, to name a few. How could this happen? I think it was inevitable. Think about it. We email and we Facebook. We order goods and services online. We do online banking and job interviewing. We post our pictures for 500 of our closest friends. Our service clubs and family members share mass emails or other forms of online communications. We buy tickets and use credit cards. We deal with Social Security and transmit our Social Security numbers. We pay our bills and receive statements online. In other words, we have come to depend on the use of the internet for the most private transactions we do in life. And we are shocked when this information is hacked and shared inappropriately? And we are shocked at the increasing incidence of identity theft? We shouldn't be. We have chosen to give this information freely without a care in the world. How many people have tried to get that fortune from Nigeria? All you have to do is give some unknown person your bank info to help someone and claim your fortune. These scams are everywhere, but we don't need to even be that gullible. Heck, we give away enough information just ordering boots from L.L. Bean. We need to remember that this technology is a tool. It is to be used wisely, appropriately, and with due caution. No government agency said we had to, but now we even e-file our tax returns. I am not anti-technology, but I think we have been stupid and careless about our use of this tool and how dependent we have become on it. I don't worry so much about my information, but too much is out there. But I do worry about how vulnerable we are as a nation to cyber attack. I don't think we have given enough care to this issue, and I think we waste a great deal of time doing nonsense. We are losing the personal touch. On a brighter note, the Arcata Rotary Club is hosting its annual wine festival on March 23rd. It's our main fundraiser for the projects we do for the community. It features local wines and great food. Ask any Arcata Rotarian for tickets or buy them at the door, and you'll hear more about this great event. This has been Sam Panisi for Community Comment on the radio, not online.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.